star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway, so watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm a working for the state. I'm the highway patrol.
Ah, yes, highway patrol. Highway patrol means only one thing. That is our good friend, Sergeant Jimmy Morgan. He is here. He is in studio. He is live with us today on Safety Talk this morning. 979-836-9937 if you want to call and talk to him and have some questions today. Or again, I'll check the emails periodically, mail, M-A-I-L, at kwhi.com as well. And Sergeant Morgan, as always, we appreciate you coming in and visiting with us today as always.
Glad to be here. Nice weather, by the way.
It's very nice. Yeah. Very, very nice. Sunshine, warm temperatures, can't beat it.
So Sidekick Steve, not here.
Yeah.
He said he was, but he ain't here.
Well, he texted
only
me
in only in memory.
He texted me a while ago, asked me what a number to call in, so maybe he'd be calling in before long, talking with you on the phone today.
All right. Did he not hear the governor? We're back over. Okay.
Ish.
Okay. Speaking of that, I'm reading here. So what does this affect the operation that the Department of Public Safety has been doing at the Texas and Louisiana border as far as screening? And it says here, looks like that's going to be going away. So anyway, we'll see what our next task is. Mm-hmm. But
that's what they had you guys just sitting at the border, you know,
we've been monitoring the Louisiana border, mm-hmm. At different, especially like your I-10s and I don't know, I want to say every single highway, but we've most highways coming in. And we some guy called me the other day, said, "Hey man, I thought y'all were stopping all traffic." I didn't get stopped. I said, "Well, depending on the traffic flow, they would do a random every fifth car or whatever. So if mm-hmm. you went in the fifth car, you didn't get stopped."
Okay.
And then they would just basically go, "Okay, what's the deal? You know, where are you coming from? What have you been doing?" And based on that conversation, you either got the form to fill out, gather that information, and you were under a 14-day quarantine, depending on how that went. Not everybody had to do that. Mm-hmm. I'm just coming through, you know. I'm coming from Louisiana, but actually I was just driving through, whatever. You know, so whatever. There's all kind of different scenarios. So anyway, we were just telling people to stay at place, the 14-day quarantine. Now, I guess I'm sitting here thinking in my head, if you were stopped yesterday and you were told 14-day, does that go away? So I don't know that part. So if you go out there, you may still see a presence of DPS.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't see a stop in cars, it's based on what's, you know, trying to reopen the nation and the state. And I'm sure everybody's got different ways of doing that. And what all that means, I have no idea. Great question from Mr. Whitehead. He was asking about DMV. Okay. Department of Motor Vehicles, mm-hmm. if you didn't know, which is a great topic because there's a lot of things going on with them. I'm sure people are all still wondering about
mm-hmm.
the registration and all that title.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here trying to find a new truck and, you know, anyway. So, we'll just have to see what, I mean, they're not DPS. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's a separate state function there. So, what this means to that when Mr. Abbott comes out and says, we're going to start doing this, what it means to, well, what does it mean to our driver license office?
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, because the state's opening up tomorrow, but the DMV is
And by the way, I've always been open. I've never closed on this deal. I just want to let you know that.
You.
Okay.
Look at you.
Okay. I'm just.
So the question would be then, when does that 60 days kick in?
Well, the 60-day kicks in when he declares it over. So this deal, is that when we say 25%,
yeah,
is that?
No, I'd say no.
I would say no, because what are we going to do? We're going to monitor to see how that works, right? Yeah. And then if it works out good, what do? Maybe go 50? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
They've got a plan in place.
Yeah. I wish they'd call let you know more. But anyway,
yeah, I know.
You can pass it on to me. So, so
well, same thing.
So I tell people this. I still encourage online with the driver license, everything you can do. If you know you have to come in sooner or later,
mm-hmm.
and if they are taking appointments, especially when they do, you can make your appointment online, and you don't have to be that person wondering how long you're going to be there. That's the advantage. That's like going to see the doctor or something like that, you know. So make yourself an appointment. If you know you're going to have to go down there, wherever office that is, have your little slip, go to the little kiosk thing. It'll tell you why you're there and whatever number thing type in. That tells them that you're there, that mm-hmm. you didn't forget, and hopefully within minutes down the road, because that's what it does. It spaces people coming into the office. So it helps control this, so many coming in at one time. So when we talk about this 25%, I don't know how they're going to set this thing up. So if and when we start opening up, and I'm sure it's being talked about right now, Jimbo will find out later on, I don't know. But when that decision's made, and certainly how that's going to roll out, as soon as I know, I'll pass it on. You may even find out before I do. But anyway.
We'll see.
So today's program, sponsored by Max Donuts, another $10 certificate here for a trivia question.
A lot of donuts.
Yeah. Get some kolaches while you're at it, too.
Nothing wrong with that.
I'll ask this. What is our state fatality rate per day right now? Because I want to go into that.
That's your trivia question?
That is it. How many
okay.
people are we losing per day on our state highways?
You want the exact number?
Well, it don't have to be the point.
Okay. All right, then.
But anyway, if you know the answer to that question, there you go. So I'll make it simple. You didn't think it was simple?
No.
If you've been listening to this show.
I was going to say, if people listen, the number probably hasn't changed much in the last 3 years.
Well, I want to award the normal listeners anyway. If yeah. you just come on, who's this guy? Right? Yeah. You don't deserve that anyway.
Wow. Wow.
This
is all Jimmy over here.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, you got to.
Don't let me in with you over there.
Well, look, you got to take care of your permanent customers, right?
I guess.
Absolutely. So I will say this, our state fatality rate as of today, I checked, we're at 1,003. So you can do some math. That'll help you out.
Okay. Well, we got a call here. So okay. See if someone can hone in on it here.
Okay.
Good morning. You're on Safety Talk today.
56.
56 fatalities a day on our state highways?
Yeah.
No, sir.
No.
That's pretty high.
There you go. Thanks for calling. Yeah, that is, I'll tell you.
That would be epidemic.
That'd be way too high.
Would that be epidemic?
That would be catastrophic.
Yeah, something like that.
That's bad.
Ooh, wow.
56 a day.
Well, I'm glad he caught it. At least we know we got a ceiling. Mm-hmm. We worked down. Work now from that.
It's less than 56.
Yeah.
Way less than 56.
So you actually know.
I do.
Yeah. See, you're over there.
But I'm here talking to you every time you come in. You say it every time you come in.
Yeah.
But, you know, some people, you know, that number doesn't stick.
Well,
with you.
If Steve was here, he'd say, what, Jimmy?
You're
always too hard. You know,
I'm with Steve on this one.
Okay. Whatever.
You know, phone call. Good morning. This is Safety Talk today.
1.29 per day.
See, he even put that point thing, and I said I didn't even need it.
Yeah.
But you're wrong.
I'm sorry?
You're wrong.
No, that's
you need to go
that's
a little higher than that. But
you, it is. Okay.
All right, thank you. Yeah. A little higher.
Yeah. So one thing I've been noticing, and I was out on the road doing this yesterday, you know, remember when the 18-wheelers were actually true 18 wheels?
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to these super tires on these semi-trailers. Go ahead. I'll take that.
Good morning. Safety Talk today.
Yes, sir. Is it 25?
No. Not 25.
Okay.
Right. Somewhere between 1 and 25.
Yeah. It's still lower.
Yeah. Still lower. And I've seen 2 days in a row, not today, the other 2 days, I had to get out and move these, I call them gators, out of the roadway.
Okay.
Where the tire blows. See, the roads are heating up now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the big blowouts. Yeah. Good morning. You're on Safety Talk today.
I'm 10.
You're getting close. Less than 10.
There you go. Yes. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. And we're talking about...
Zeroed in into the single-digit number we're looking for today.
Because I gave him what? I already gave him... I mean, gave him a number to work
with. You gave him the yearly number.
This year.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
Do the dividing and everything else, you can figure it out. Good morning. Safety Talk.
Six.
Higher than six. Lower than 10, higher than six.
There you go. Thanks for calling. They're working it.
Yeah.
We're there.
Kind of narrowed it down type deal, but
yeah.
So
you got it's split.
Okay.
One out of three is going to get it right here. Good morning. You're on Safety Talk today.
Eight.
Good. Yes. We'll take eight.
There we go. Congratulations. You got it today.
So, thank you, sir.
There we go. Tell you what, we're going to put you on hold real fast. Get you some information, get to fill it out, and we'll get this to you, okay? So stay with me.
Why don't we go ahead and take our break?
You want to take a break now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
All right, we'll do it that way. Just stay with me. I'll get you off the air in just a minute here. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more Safety Talk in a moment. 979-836-9937. 836-9937. More Safety Talk coming up after this on KWHI, AM 1280 from 101.7.
Hi, I'm Chris Blackman, president of WC Tractor and WCT Rents. With the countless connections and friendships that we've made over our 80 years in business, it's appropriate to recognize that we all have an important part to play in the well-being of the communities we serve. Considering current events, both local and global, we want to express our commitment and assure you that WC Tractor is open for business. Whether it's with a visit to any of our 9 Central Texas locations, or when one of our team members comes to your farm or place of business, we're here for you. From farm and ranch to municipality and construction, we thank you for your ongoing business and look forward to being there with you for the long haul. Thank you very much for allowing us at WC Tractor and WCT Rents to be your equipment provider. God bless and be well.
WC Tractor, your Kawasaki, Kubota, and New Holland dealer in 9 locations including Brenham, Bryan, Navasota, and Sealy. WC Tractor, they're here for you.
The national health crisis is causing economic pain for our area's stores and restaurants. Please remember to shop local at your favorite places, whether you choose to visit them now or after this health crisis ends. It takes everyone working together for our communities to remain healthy. Hilltop Sales in Burton wants you to know they are taking all necessary precautions and will do whatever it takes to stay open and available to help with your transportation needs. They're a small family-owned dealer in our community. Stay safe. They'll be there when you're ready. Hilltop Sales, 8.5 miles west of Brenham on Highway 290. While you're in Burton, visit the Burton Shortstop at 12400 FM 390. They offer groceries, snacks, and drinks, along with gas and a full-service kitchen. The Burton Shortstop offers to-go orders for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Call 289-0020. That's 289-0020. Smitty's Cafe and Bakery at 100 West Main Street has the best made-from-scratch desserts in Brenham. During these concerning times, Smitty's Cafe is offering to-go orders, deliveries, and casseroles for your family at home. Smitty's Cafe. Call 251-7665. That's 251-7665.
Welcome back once again. Safety Talk here on KWHI, AM 1280 FM 101.7 today. As congratulations, our winner of
let's see the
trivia question today, Cliff Jankowski today was the winner.
All right, so today's the 30th, right?
Today is the 30th.
And it's the end of April?
It is the end of April, last day of April.
Okay. And Jimbo said that TxDOT had on their website, let me do some... Double checking. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Divided by 4. Yeah. Divided by 30.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. 8.3.
8.3.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, that is lower, isn't it?
No, we said 8.
Yeah. I know, but used to be.
I get your point.
Yeah.
I get your point. There was like 2 years ago, it was like 10 today. So here's what I'm saying, and that's why I bring it up, because one thing, when I saw the traffic, especially when I went down to Harris County. And I was thinking, wow, okay, this is good as far as traffic. I mean, anybody working down it would tell you, oh, man, getting to work, it's been great. I wish it's this way all the time. So I was thinking, if we're going to end the streak, November 7th, year 2000, since we've had a deathless day on our highway, this may be a situation, even though we're going through all this other stuff, where we can maybe have that day if we got a chance, right? It hadn't happened. It lowered. We're at 8.3 a day.
Yeah.
But we ain't got down to where we're 1 or 2 a day where we're going to have that day. So anyway, that's what we're still trying to do in the street.
All right.
Got a phone call there?
We do have one. Good morning. You're on Safety Talk today.
Yes, I have a question.
Sure.
My PDF with hazmat expires tomorrow. Whenever it opens up, I have to go online and schedule.
Yes.
An appointment to go in?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's, I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah, we're not enforcing any of the expirations and stuff right now on that. It's just, if you're trying to change your address, for example, you can do that online, no problem at all. But if you're trying to schedule driving and some of this, you're trying to, maybe your medical certificate. I think June 30th, they've issued they lift that rule. So a lot of people worry about their medical certificates and their license being reduced to a Class C. They're not going to do that either. So these issues that, I don't think anything's 100%, but most issues coming up with your driver license, they're going to overlook until we get back up and going. So I think you're good to go.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, sir.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the call.
And obviously, as Craig's mentioned this morning, our governor said, well, we're going to give everybody 60 days after we're up and going. So he has not really proclaimed that date yet. So that's a very important time when he does that.
And it will be. A lot of folks have to go. My wife, she's got to go. She's got to get a new picture taken for her new license. So, you know, her birthday was back, you know, middle March. So she's falling into that 60-day waiting period.
So the tread on these big tires, and this kind of, and it kind of reminded me to talk about. So this weekend is going to be a little bit more example. These roads get hot, so if you've got these tires that maybe they're dry rotted a little bit, or they just need changing, whatever. This is the time of year you'll start seeing the blowouts and stuff. So you may want to pay a little attention close to your tires, making sure that you have the proper air and all that stuff in them. It's because, like I say, I'm starting to see the blowouts starting to happen, especially on the big truck. So I don't like falling behind an A2-wheeler. It's something for that reason, because That one tire that I pulled off the road, Craig, that thing was like 8 foot long because it unraveled.
Oof.
And it was heavy. I had to go get some gloves. It was heavy. And I would think the traffic, they did stop and allow me to do that. I'm glad they do. Sometimes they don't. They're just out there dodging, trying to pull stuff out there. So it could get crazy. So anyway, I just want to remind people about the tires. You said somebody had a question about lights.
This is from last week. We missed this one last week, and I apologize, but I didn't see the email come in last week. But I want to know, does an officer driving on the highway does not have their lights on, do they have to drive the speed limit and obey all the laws containing to regular drivers?
Well, there's only one way. We don't respond to every incident that we're to with lights on. So depending what the officer's got going, who he's responding to is the only way I can. So typically, if we're just routine patrol, we're not responding to a call, yes, we obey all laws like everybody else. This job, depending on the call, does not always require lights and siren, you know. So anyway, that's the best way I can answer that. Depending on what they're going and, like I say, if they're just on normal patrol, they should be obeying all the laws as everybody else. Should be role models on that, I guess.
Okay. Anyway. All right. Here's another question coming in email-wise. Maybe you can decipher this one better than I can. This one just says, strapping down trailer loads. Strapping down trailer loads.
All right.
Equipment or materials. Ratchet straps versus chains and boomers. what's the requirements?
Well, I think it's depend what you are strapping down. There's two different ways of looking at it. Are we talking about the mom and pop that's got some trees on the back of their trailer? Or are we talking about that commercial guy going down the road where the Federal Motor Carrier says you have to secure it, you know, with the chain, with this, or strap that meets this requirement and, mm-hmm. and all that. And if it's metal and it's got edge, you got to have an edge protector, all that stuff. So that one's kind of hard to answer based on who we talk. Just like our farmers, they get exemption from the securement rules. You'll see these hay trucks going down the road with just, whatever you're thinking. Man, I hope that hay stays on, you know. So they get certain exemptions. So depending on who we're talking about, the only way I can answer that one. So,
okay. All right. I just wanted to, okay, so.
But I would always tell people, I picked up tree limbs out of a highway yesterday, by the way. So I know everybody's been doing yard work around the house. And I hear Lowe's is doing great, by the way.
Nothing else better to do right now.
So anyway, if you're that person and you're going to haul tree limbs to wherever you're taking them to, hope it's legal wherever you're going, make sure you're responsible for your load. I got stopped last week. I had pulled over. Somebody had called me. And I always tell you, you get in these deep conversations, I have to do it because I pull over and I sit and listen because I don't want to be distracted on everything else. Because I always said, phone call is just as almost dangerous as texting and driving, because they say 37% of your driving cognitive thinking goes towards that would normally be used on driving. You're using it on a cell phone. So 37%, that's up there pretty good. So in my case, it's third, whatever. So I move, I stop. Well, about when I was fixing to go, a guy had pulled up and I said, how can I help you? He said, look, I was going down the road and I got my windshield busted out or big old, and he had a web. I mean, he had probably about a 2 or 3 inch little thing on it. And then it spidered out. He got hit by a big rock. What happened? Mm-hmm. And he said, he told the guy, look, this came off your truck. And the guy said, I'm not required to do whatever. So he saw me. So I said, where's this truck at? He said, well, he's over here. So I said, well, follow me. Well, sure enough, I show up. The guy's there. I said, look, man, what's going on? He goes, well, this guy's saying this. I said, look, if the rock come off your load, you're required to give that guy your information, your insurance and all that. It's not like it's road debris. If you kick it off the road, it's not your responsibility. So what happens a lot of times, a dump truck will say dump, all right? Mm-hmm. And if they don't get out and look at some parts of their bed, it retains that rock or whatever. And that's what happened here. It got kind of wedged. And I saw the extra of the rocks mm-hmm. that he had on there that he's going to have to take off before he gets back on the road. And that's what happened here. Not all the rocks actually came out when he thought he had dumped. And one actually finally, after bumping going down the road, it fell off the bed, and that guy saw it coming. I mean, what nothing he can do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're responsible for that. So I just tell people, when you haul stuff, make sure you got it secure, because ultimately if that comes off and you cause a wreck or you cause damage, it's on you. It's not like it's coming off. So whether you're required by Federal Motor Carrier or just common sense tell you, take care of your load, whatever you got, make sure it's safe to go down the roadway. You don't want to be that person to cause a wreck. So anyway, what else do I got here? Hey, I tell you this. You know, I know school's over. I know these kids are probably happy right now. Mm-hmm. But I got a call the other day, and it was very interesting. Very interesting call. And so we had it's that time of year, you're starting to see motorcycles. You're starting mm-hmm. to see bicyclists and stuff like that. And I know it's big around here on that. Because mm-hmm. I always get questions this time of year. I don't know if we'll get as many this year. But anyway, we had one of my counties had a bicyclist fatality. And the guy that called me, I trained 20 years ago. And so he was asking me, he said, hey, look, you were talking about markings on the roadway one time, and it stuck with me what you were saying. And he says, this bicycle's in the center of the road, and it had double doubles. In other words, it wouldn't mark left turn lane. You'll see this at the end or start of a left turn lane where they have hash marks. What mm-hmm. you call that, what they call a flush median type deal.
Okay.
Anyway, you're not supposed to be in there. It's prohibited. Okay. So we always say bicyclists, motorcycles, they have the same rules of the road as you in a car going down the road. So when we work these crashes, we have to apply all the laws and stuff. So we were talking about that. He said, but that ain't the only reason I'm calling. What if, for instance, and I seen some right here on 36 coming into Brenham today, and I'm trying to see what stretch that was. I think it was down there kind of where the railroad undercrossing is coming, you know, maybe Burleson County coming into Washington County. There's some markings there. So what I mean by double-double, you'll have a double set of lines, you'll have the asphalt, and then 10 foot over, you'll have another double set of lines. When you see double-double, you have to treat that as no entrance. As you have to treat it as the same as a wall was there, okay? Not supposed to go in that space, mm-hmm. okay? When we talk about school bus stops, and we talk about people ask me, hey, when do you require all both lanes required to stop? And we've always said, well, if it's only divided by a left turn lane, you're still required to stop both sides of the highway, mm-hmm. okay? So we always encourage our schools and stuff, try not to have school bus stops on four main highways. You know, if we got a side road, fine. Use shoulder when you can and all that. But just what if you come up and a school bus stop is at the stretch where it's marked double-double, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just only separated by pavement, like a left turn lane. Would you still have to stop both sides of the roadway with both opposing and going with, both sides have to stop? What would be the answer to that? I said, that's a great question.
I'd say yes.
The question, you don't.
Really?
And I hate to put that out because some people are going to remember what I'm saying today, and some are not.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's what I'm always nervous about. you treat a double-double flush median like a wall or whatever. If it doesn't allow traffic, then the opposing side of the highway does not have to stop. So there is a little niche to that rule. And I'm sure next year when it gets started, if Jimbo's still around, we'll go back over that.
Mm-hmm.
So I may let Steve go over it. But anyway, I just thought that was an interesting conversation on when you're required to stop for a school bus. But
yeah.
That's where it's at. And just thought I'd point that out. It's great. Like I say, I thought it was a good question. I never really never kind of looked at it that way.
Yeah, but, because, you know, we always talk about, you know, with grass medians or walls concrete, anything
right.
like that. You don't have to stop. But, you know.
Because think about when we say that, if you wanted to, could you actually – drive a car through that?
I guess.
Well, the grass you could, but is it meant for travel?
No.
So
emergency vehicles only, I think it says sometimes.
So the best way to look at this, Jimbo, where are you getting this information at you're coming up with? I said it's in 545.066, passing school bus offense. So the highway is considered to have separate roadways only if the highway has roadways separated by intervening space on which operation of vehicle is not prohibited. A physical barrier or a clearly indicated dividing section constructed to impede vehicle traffic. A highway is not considered to have separate roadways if the highway has roadways separate only by a left turn lane. because you're allowed to enter in a left turn lane. You're not allowed to enter in a flush median.
Yeah.
That's where this, so that's going to be in under 545-066, F paragraph one, if you want to, and two, if you want to read up on that. And I don't know how many officers know that. So my question is, yeah, you're sitting there on some, you know, depending where you're at in the state, Conroe area, we got 105 where I saw like six lanes stopped at one time, and I think it was a left turn lane to separate. Mm-hmm. We're all six lanes. That's just crazy to me on a school bus stop. But if they're at a section where it had this marking, and the, you know, and you're sitting there issuing citations, which they're pretty expensive, remember? Mm-hmm. Like $12.50 or something like that?
School bus, yeah.
So
ain't cheap.
You as an officer need to know that, because you could be maybe that particular stop, not knowing that, you're issuing a citation that shouldn't be issued. So just thought I'd point that out.
Okay.
All right, let's take our second break.
Let's do that.
And hopefully get some more calls coming in.
Yeah, give us a call, 979-836-9937, 836-9937 for Safety Talk. Also, we check our emails here, mail, M-A-I-L, at KWHI.com. We'll come back after this.
Time to take back your pastures from the parasites with Long Range, the first and only extended-release dewormer that takes just one dose. One dose for up to 150 days of effective parasite control. One dose for more weight gain in your cattle and more dollars in your back pocket. So this grazing season, send parasites packing and see your animals packing on the pounds. Because while there's a lot you can do for your cattle's health, nothing has greater economic impact than relieving the parasite burden. Ask your veterinarian or Behringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range. Or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children. Not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age. Not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or in-veal calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment. Not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
Spring is in sight, and even though you can't see the weeds yet, trust me, they are coming fast. I'm Michael Schulte, owner of Schulte Farm Services, and we would like to help you control your weeds this spring. With 35 years of pasture management experience in Washington and surrounding counties, let us help you make the right decisions to make your pastures free of weeds. We have everything you need to do the job. Our prices can't be beat, so let us guide you in the right direction. Schulte Farm Services, 2.5 miles north of Independence on FM 50, or call us 979-830-1885.
Hey, sweetie. What did you learn in school today?
I learned that the 2020 census counts everyone in the U.S. Where there are more people, there are more needs for things like roads, schools, and hospitals.
I learned that billions in funding goes to communities like ours because of the census.
I learned that the Census Bureau collects data about communities in all states and territories of the U.S. Statistics in Schools offers free educational materials powered by census data. Learn more at census.gov/schools.
Welcome back to Safety Talk once again here today on KWHI, AM 1280 from 101.7. Craig Montana being joined by Sergeant Jimmy Morgan from the DPS. He is here. As always, Sergeant Morgan, we do appreciate you coming in, visiting with us, taking time out of your busy schedule. I guess not quite as busy as it normally is these days, but
it depends.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for coming in.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. So, couple questions.
Two questions came in.
All right.
The first one was wanting to know what is the age restriction for driving a tractor on the highway?
Yeah.
A farm tractor on the highway. Mm-hmm.
So there is no driver license requirement to operate a farm machine or implement of husbandry on a farm road, or what I hope that's where we're operating. Right? Anyway.
Yeah.
And so I over the years, I heard, well, I got a 10-year-old grandson, boy, he can do that, whatever. You know what? That's cool until we have a crash, because he's not to the age where he understands all about not only driving a tractor, but the operation and the rules of the road. So I get maybe crossing a farm to market road to one pasture and to the other, and you're trying to show them different things. But I would never put a young child or teenager in that situation. But there is no, last I was trying to explain to the gentleman, he was hearing 16. Well, that's a suggestion. But there is no driver license required to operation. There's nothing we can do about it. If we come across some 15-year-old in a farm tractor going down the road, and as long as he's doing everything else he's supposed to be doing, got a flasher on, got slow movement in him, and he's operation in a safe manner, there's nothing we can do about it.
Okay. Now, but like, you know, ATVs, stuff like that, you know, there are restrictions on those things.
Yeah. On certain ATV vehicles, you're required to have a driver license to operate on roadways. So, and we go over that here because you have state laws, and then state laws allow certain counties and certain municipalities to have their own ordinance far as golf course, like Port Aransas we've talked about here. They allow certain operations where, but that's specific to a certain city, to a certain county. But as a broad, state broad, we say you can't operate these all-terrain type vehicles on a roadway without, for three reasons, farmer, rancher, first responder type person, and that municipality, that meter reader guy for whatever. So that kind of use. So if you don't follow in them three categories, then your operation of these typically is limited. You can't come on the roadway. You can be out in your pasture and stuff, but you can't be, and that's fence line to fence line. So it's not just on the pavement. You know, I go down the highway sometimes and I see this trail on a, this lady had called in about the grass median, and I see these trails where it looks like, man, they got it wore out, like either a four wheeler or all terrain vehicle. Mm-hmm. Well, they think, well, I'm on the grass, then I'm okay, as long as I'm not on the actual asphalt. That's incorrect. The law applies fence line to fence line. So then we had the lady ask while we were talking about grass medians and stuff earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So you go down a roadway and you look up and they have an accident, but there's a feeder road to your right. And I'm thinking, well, I just need to go to the next exit. I'll just cross through that grass median over to that feeder road, and I'll go around that.
Mm-hmm.
Legal, not legal. The answer is not legal. So that is not meant to be drove on. That's why it's called a separation, whatever. The only way you're going to be able to pull that deal off, if law enforcement directs you to do that. And sometimes when we work in these crashes and stuff, we'll look to see if there's any way we can help relieve the backup traffic that's being caused because of the crash. But most times we don't have people go through the grass and stuff because things can happen, whatever. We typically use a shoulder or something. But so if you get stopped doing that, you can be cited for crossing that prohibited area. So don't do that.
And it seems like the grass median is in between the roadways.
Well, you got some in between. You got separating the two highways, east and west, north, south, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then you got the one, somehow it's got the feeder road. So a lot of people cross over on them and hit the feeder roads and go down the light, get back on the other side or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly by doing all that, allowing all that, then you would have a chance for an accident. But then people get stuck sometimes, depending if it's raining and all that good stuff. But, that would be prohibited. Don't do that.
All right. We got a few minutes left in the show today, so a couple more things you want to go over.
Yeah, I wish I had some more questions. Let's see here. So, as you notice, if you are, I think most people I talked to was up 4:00 in the morning the other day when that storm came through.
Mm-hmm.
So just to remind people, I had an inch of rain, and the way it was doing, I got it pretty quick.
Yeah.
So as we go into springtime, going in the summertime, most of the ponds, everything's getting kind of full. So when we have these rains, we're going to have these flash floods. So we continue to tell people, look, don't challenge the water. and be just be on and keep be posted to your weather outlooks and stuff like that to not get caught up in these type of storms if you can prevent them, especially when they have hail and stuff like that. Some people reported hail, but just kind of remind people you don't want to put your emergency people, responders at risk trying to pull you out of a stream or stuff because you challenged the water and you got swept off the roadway. We lose so many lives doing that each year, and they raised that to a Class B. So, and just another quick reminder as we finish up today, April, the end of April, that it was Distractor Driving Awareness Month, and just encourage people to keep their eyes on the roadway, focus on the roads and the rules of the law, and just tell, you know, it's, you know, as we continue now, I'm starting to see the traffic starting to build back up. And it's certainly after today, we're going to see signs of that. So they're going to be starting more and more traffic on the roadways. And as we go, as the kids are out of school, I don't know how many vacation type trips are being planned right now. Because I don't think it's hard to do that, make them plans exactly yet, because not no way everybody knows what's going to expect as we try to reopen our state. So I do know some beaches and stuff, I think was mentioned this morning. So this a quick reminder, not being impaired, not being distracted, wear your seatbelt, have that safe following distance. And that fatality rate we were talking about earlier today, this morning, certainly if we are at 8, but it'd be nice we can say 7 next time I come on the radio show.
It would be. All right. Going to do it for the show today. Final thoughts?
It's a good time of year. Yep. I just hope everybody did just stay practice, continue listening to what your governor, your president, your governor, and your county and local officials will tell you, because everybody's kind of different. It's a big state.
Mm-hmm.
So follow the guidelines and... that's about it. We'll see how this comes out.
There you go. Was it people that can always ask you questions? If they have questions of you, they can get a hold of you.
979-776-3147 or Jimmy Morgan, jimmy.morgan at dps.texas.gov or Mr. Craig.
Yeah, it's too many dots and dots and goes in there and there. So, yeah. Email me, mailmailkwhi.com. I'll forward it to you, and you'll take it from there. And
you'll save it like we did today.
Yeah.
You had that question that we... we're able to go back to, so that's
yeah,
cool.
If you want to, if you think of something, you know, between now and the next show, send it to me and we'll hold it till you come on.
Yep.
Easy way to do it.
Sounds great.
All right, appreciate you coming in and talking with us once again, and stay safe on the roads.
Thank you.
There we go. That's Safety Talk here on KWHI AM K269 GU FM in Brenham. We'll see Jimmy in what, 2 more weeks? Yeah, 2 weeks again here on KWHI.
Shouldn't do. You can bet your boots I'm coming after you. If you want to race, then get on a racetrack. Or if you try to run away, I'm gonna bring you back. I'm here to keep all the speeder driving slow. I'm just doing my job. I'm the highway patrol. I'm the highway patrol. Highway patrol. My hours are long and my pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job, I'm the highway patrol. I'm just doing my job.